AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March.
A lot of times we think this is all about civil rights, but this is about human rights.
Among the speakers in Washington, D.C., Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother. Her message to family like her.
Don't hold your head down as if your child's life has been lost in vain. Hold your head up high. Your child was not the person that shot and killed someone else.
Attention has been focused on the deaths of unarmed black men since the shootings of Trayvon Martin in 2012 in Florida and Michael Brown last year in Ferguson, Missouri. At a Democratic Party event in San Francisco, a day after meeting with families of victims of the Oregon College shooting, President Obama says he wants changes to end violence in cities and in schools.
We don't have to have young boys in Oakland getting shot every day. We don't have to have kids in classrooms feeling threatened because somebody's got an AK-47.
The president says there are ways to protect children and preserve the Constitution. Amphibious vehicles are being put to use in South Carolina. The latest rainstorm has moved out of the state and cleanup continues. Craig Simonton owns a company that manufactures these vehicles. They're being put to good use.
You're able to evacuate people from their houses that have been displaced or under distress. We can bring supplies in and out. We can also bring FEMA crews in here to do inspections on homes to see what type of damage has happened in the flooded area.
The number of dead from flooding in South Carolina is up to 19. An Army officer is recommending Sergeant Bo Bergdahl face a lower-level court-martial and be spared the possibility of jail time for leaving his post in Afghanistan. He could have gotten life in prison. This is AP Radio News. The Secret Service agent credited with saving President Ronald Reagan's life the day he was shot has died.
Jerry Parr was in charge of Reagan's detail on March 30, 1981, when John Hinckley Jr. shot the president outside the Washington Hilton.
One had shot fired, are some injuries.
That was the sound of Parr's voice as he radioed for help. As Reagan complained of chest pains and showed blood on his lips, Parr redirected the presidential limousine to George Washington Hospital. As it turned out, Reagan, whose Secret Service codename was Rawhide, had been hit in the chest and was bleeding internally.
Okay.
Former First Lady Nancy Reagan called Parr one of my true heroes. Jerry Parr was 85. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Family and friends say 25-year-old Colin Cook lost most of his leg in a shark attack off Oahu's North Shore. Local reports his relatives identified the victim and confirmed doctors amputated most of his left leg. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.